Get back, you honky cat. Mr. Watson, the smarty britches, just received an anonymous raspberry. I told that boy, said, you mess around with me, man. W-A-K-Y. You dealing with cloak and dagger stuff. 7:36, 24 minutes before 8 at W-A-K-Y.
Get back,
the
honky cat. Get back.
Hear my comments to him earlier this morning. I came in here with every intention this morning of being a gentleman, being kind to him. How am I repaid? With a raspberry. One of those things.
So redeem the coupon and watch your savings and your top value stamps really add up.
23 minutes before 8 o'clock at WAKY, mostly sunny and warmer, slight chance of showers today and tomorrow. High reading today about 85 and the low tonight should be about 65. It's a Monday morning, the 11th day of September, and we're going to do our best to get you out of that sight.
Sunshine, walk with me, world, it's a skip.
With a smile on your kisser. I'll give you an example of just how intelligent this individual is.
W-A-K-Y.
Last week, maybe you recall, we were talking about famous paintings, and somebody mentioned the Mona Lisa, and this fella right here, Mr. Watson, made this comment. Oh, yeah, the Mona Lisa. I recall now that painting was painted by Leonardo de Schwartz. Now, didn't you say that, Bobby? 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock at W-A-K-Y. Going to suggest once again this morning that you drop on out and talk with Mr. Beard, Mr. Paul Beard, about one of those dusters for 1972. Now, we're talking about new automobiles with new car warranties. And you know what kind of a deal Mr. Beard is going to give you. Yeah, he's a little bit crooked, but he's got to move these cars out and make room for the 73s. Now, you know that you always get a better deal at Perkins Chrysler Plymouth. What is their motto, anyway? Perkins will take less. You can imagine how much less they'll take at this time of year. Model in clearance time. That's exactly what's happening at Perkins Chrysler Plymouth. They're moving their 73 ins, and naturally, they've got to have space to display them to the public. So they've got to move the 72s out. You want to save yourself. We're not talking about nickel and dime savings. We're talking about big savings now. You talk with Mr. Beard or one of his salespeople. And do it soon, because these 72s aren't going to stay around much longer. Perkins Chrysler Plymouth, 2105 Dixie Highway. Perkins will definitely take less.
Bob Watson. Reports of peace talks are in the wind. Accidents reported. One on the north-south-southbound center lane, two blocks south of Broadway. The other at 7th and Algonquin. Oh, Mr. Bailey, I want to apologize for giving you the raspberries.
It's okay, Bob.
No, really. I really want to apologize.
Man, hey, man. Don't you mention it.
No, really. Come on now.
You're my feeling, man.
I'm trying to get some words together here. Just let me see. What can I say?
Well,
I already said I'm sorry.
Well, I don't want to hear any more about it.
Well, let me just say...
Man, I came in here feeling pretty good this morning. You have to start laying that garbage on me. Have you wrapped it up, Bob? Are you through?
Yes. Details of these and other stories at 20 past the hour.
You don't know it, but it is through.
On WAKY 2020 News.
Let me tell you something about this cruise I took on a bell yesterday. I'm going to tell you the truth. You want to hear the truth? This is the truth. This is the gospel. I'm going to spill my beans now. I'm going to lay the facts right out here. Hi there, sweetheart. How are you, doll baby? Going to lay the facts right out here on the table where everybody can see them. I went out as a guest of Louisville Manufacturing Company, and we had a crowd there that I think was in excess of 800. They expected 836, and I'm sure that 800 showed up, at least. Anyway, I had a great time simply because a nicer group of people I have never congregated with before in my life. They treated me very nice. I had a good time with them. But, man, we had our problems. The PA system wouldn't work. There I was trying to entertain the people, unable to because nobody could hear me. And I'm telling you, on that stage, it was hotter than a foot blister. About 30 seconds out of port, man, I was ready to go over the side and take my chances with the rest of the flotsam. But still, I enjoyed their company. Burning love.
Lord Almighty,
I'm just a hunk of burning love. Going through the locks, the side of the bell. It's the wall of the lock. I didn't know what was going on. I screen for everybody to hit the lifeboats.
W-A-K-Y.
747, 13 minutes before 8 o'clock at W-A-K-Y.
Tonight.
Take Donaldson Airport exit or Florence Burlington exit off I-75. Watch for Latonia's sign.
Well, let's see. What do we have here now? I wanted to mention that Jason O'Brien is not feeling well. He's got laryngitis. And Johnny Randolph, what a nice guy he is. Well, they're both nice guys. Yesterday, let me give you an example of what kind of days the Duke of Louisville has been having for the past couple of weeks. I take all of this equipment over to the Bell, see? I want to make sure that I get there early enough to get all the equipment set up, you know, the turntable, the amplifier, and the columnar speaker and everything. So I get over there and I set all this equipment up, and it doesn't work. So I romp back down here to the radio station, you know, to confer with one of our engineers. And the engineer couldn't leave the premises, of course, because he has to stay on duty here. So I call another engineer, and he's unable to help me. So I call Jason. And Jason is a licensed engineer. So this guy volunteers to come down to the boat, you know, and take a look at it. And he did make the necessary repairs. But I needed a new microphone because the microphone was not in good repair. So he comes back down to the station, picks up another microphone for me, and delivers it to me at the Bell. And he asks for nothing in return. Now, that's what you call a friend. Okay. So Jason O'Brien is suffering from laryngitis. He's unable to talk, but he comes in here last night just to sit with Johnny Randolph, who substituted for him last night. Couple of real nice guys. You know, people like this can really touch the heart. 11 before 8. This little bum walks up to me on the Bell yesterday. Man, I'm just a grinning and a swinging, man. Kid walks up to me about 14 years old, and he says, "Bill, never miss your show every evening on WAKY.
W-A-K-Y.
Dragging operations will begin today. It's 7:53, 7 before 8 o'clock at WAKY. 68 degrees here in Kentucky, and a high reading today about 85. Tomorrow we'll get about 88 to 90. Bill Justice. Right on, Mr. Justice. Yowza.
W-A-K-Y.
68 degrees, 7:57, 3 minutes before 8 o'clock at W-A-K-Y. Wait. You don't mess around with Jim. No, sir.
Uptown got its hustlers. Bowery got its bumps.
It's 8 o'clock.
42nd Street got big.
Jim Croce. Don't mess around with Jim. Figure out some way to get even with this Watson.
W-A-K-Y.
8:02, 2 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. I gotta do something that's gonna make a lasting impression on it.
Bank of Louisville. The Bank of Louisville. Open daily till 4, Saturdays till noon.
3 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. Gonna fly you to see the Osmonds. That's right, we'll have more complete details for you later. Here's our weather... Please forgive me, please. Here's our latest weather forecast. Mostly sunny with a warming trend today and tomorrow, and a slight chance for showers. High reading today, 85. Low tonight, 65. The high tomorrow, 88. Wednesday, continued warm and humid with a chance for thunder showers. Odds against rain, 5-1. Today, tonight, and also tomorrow. Too late to turn back now. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Too late to turn back now.
I'm going to have to check with Reed Yaden later on, find out if he's at work yet. He's vacationing for the next couple of days. He told me earlier on the telephone he plans to cut the grass, stack some firewood, and carpet his kitchen. Before he's able to accomplish any of these feats, we got to get him off his back, and that's not going to be an easy task.
W-A-K-Y.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. Bill Bailey, good morning.
Love us all, love just one.
Tastes like mine.
New Louisville,
Canada Dry Ginger Ale in a 16-ounce, 8-bottle handy pack. Resealable cap for convenience, returnable bottles for economy. Now on sale at participating stores.
Got a dental appointment today. I think Dr. Raymond, do you know him? Big fella. Got to be at least 6'4". He could pull my mouth out for all I give. I find it difficult to speak in that state, Bill. Little old thing like that ain't gonna stop me, honey. What I got is perpetual motion of the mouth. Rod Stewart, you wear it well. A little fella, I guess maybe he's between 4 and 5 years of age, asked me yesterday to mention him on the air this morning.
W-A-K-Y.
But he failed to tell me his name. He walks up to me a few days ago and he says, Bill Bailey, you know who you sound like? And I says, who, kid? You sound like Fred Flintstone. And he wanted me to say something to him this morning. So, okay, I will. It's 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. Our temperature, a very comfortable 68 degrees. 85 is going to be the high reading. Garden Party. Bob Watson. Sitting in there, man, facing life so nonchalantly.
All right now, learn my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you gotta please yourself.
Sitting in there with a smile on his face.
W-A-K-Y.
Knowing that he only has a few more hours to live. It's 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. Me, I'm the one that's gonna kill him. You is me. Bill Withers, you have a nice day.
Chopping tenders for Operation High Hopes.
Mr. Watson?
Yes, sir?
I had a very brief discussion with our mutual employer last week.
Uh-oh.
And you know what he said to me?
I give up.
Now, you think you're in good stead with the management here at the Big 79, do you not?
Oh, I hope so.
You know what
so.
He told me?
No.
Well, he has heard you make a couple of uncomplimentary remarks about me on the radio.
Those disparaging
and
ones.
And he said to me last week, Bill, you have my permission. If he makes any more of those comments, you have my permission to eject him from the premises. So I want you to straighten up.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Too much tomfoolery going on in our 2020 news department.
I agree, sir.
We've got three guys back there who are dandy carpenters, but nobody knows how to read news.
We got one, too, that knows how to clean out a barn better than anybody around.
Let's go to work.
And now, here's more
from the funky 50s. Hallelujah. I just love her so. Ray Charles.
W-A-K-Y.
8:29, 29 minutes after 8 at W-A-K-Y. Good morning to you. Have a nice day. Play me, Neil Diamond. Play me. Neil Diamond.
W-A-K-Y.
It's 8:33, 27 before 9 at this time. 68 degrees, going up to about 85 today. Most people are asking the same question. When is the 4th Street Mall going to be completed? Well, I was speaking with one of our leading business people in downtown Louisville just a couple of weeks ago, and it seems that the 500 block, this is the way it stands right now, the 500 block of 4th Street should be completed by Christmas week. But the rest of it, I'm afraid, they're not going to be able to complete it by deadline time, and that was the week of Christmas, I believe, the 15th day of December. But the 500 block of 4th should be completed by then. 26 before 9 at W-A-K-Y. How's your butt your lunch at Frisch's today? Okay, we're going to take a look at the Frisch Big Boy menu again, as we did earlier this morning. This actually is not the table menu. This is their carry-out menu, but just take a look at that carry-out menu. There's got to be 2 million items listed on it. Well, maybe not that many, but quite a few. Have you tried the pork tenderloin sandwich? It's a chopped tenderloin with tomato slice, Frisch sauce, and a toasted bun, and it sells for 70 cents. You can get the pork tenderloin platter, too, with French fries and slaw for $1.10. And if you never tried their Icelandic fish, do so. The sandwich is delicious, and the platter is even better. Icelandic fish, fish and chips, of course you can get fish and chips. Regular hamburgers, regular cheeseburgers, grilled American cheese sandwiches, and I'll say it again, their vegetable soup is some of the best you've tasted ever. So try that if you never have before. Frisch's is where the food is always great, and the price is always right. And let us remind you once again, if we may, that the kids are always welcome at any one of the Frisch Big Boy restaurants in Kentuckiana. So take them along. 25 minutes before 9. W-A-K-Y. Rock and Roll, Part 2.
W-A-K-Y.
Gary Glitter. It's 8:38, 22 before 9. W-A-K-Y. Good morning.
Really add up.
How are you supposed to deal with a sense of humor like that? I played a song by Gary Glitter and Freddie Effervescen and his orchestra, and Mr. Watson jumps on the old intercom and says, "Bill, all that glitters is not gold. Would you do me a favor? Leave the humor to the personalities on the big 79 aluminum head. You just report the news."
Certainly. Bob Watson, WAKY 2020 News.
Yuck.
WAKY.
8:43, 17 before 9, a W-A-K-Y with the Duke of Louisville. W-A-K-Y is going to fly you to see the Osmonds.
Out of Harry's Auto Parts and Machine Shop. Heavy-duty Titan batteries with lifetime guarantee only $29.95. And heavy-duty points for GM V8 cars are just $260 at Harry's.
Did I tell you? Yes, of course I did. I'm sure you recall my telling you about this group of individuals, very brave, intrepid individuals who wanted me to go up in a plane with them. Well, we were supposed to go up this past Sunday, see? And we were all going to leap out of the plane, do a little skydiving. So they start to razzing me about my not having courage enough. Mr. Yaden goes to my program director, Mr. Randolph, and says to him, "That Bill Bailey is chicken. He's not going to jump out of that plane." Well, I want you to know that I had my parachute on. I had also been to Cincinnati and picked up that gorilla I was going to strap to my back. And I was ready to go from that plane. Nobody showed up, including Mr. Yaden. 15 before 9, a W-A-K-Y. Sunday morning, try to get in touch with Mr. Yaden.
W-A-K-Y.
But nobody answered the telephone, so I drove by his house. His car was there in the garage, but he just wasn't answering the telephone. It's now 8:48, 12 minutes before 9, a W-A-K-Y. Good morning.
Tonight's the night.
Funky 50.
Funky, funky 50.
Conquistador. Roco Harum. 11 before 9, a W-A-K-Y. Good morning. Conquistador.
W-A-K-Y.
8:53, 7 before 9 o'clock at W-A-K-Y. Flying you to see the Osmonds. Lonely Boy, Donny Osmond.
W-A-K-Y.
It's now 8:56, 4 minutes before 9 at W-A-K-Y. Bill Bailey until 10 o'clock. I imagine Dude Walker will be returning from his vacation today, so you'll hear him at 10 o'clock this morning. Here's our weather forecast. Mostly sunny with a warming trend today and tomorrow. And a slight chance for showers. The high today about 85. Low tonight 65. Look for a maximum tomorrow of 88. Wednesday, continued warm and humid with a chance of thunder showers. The odds against rain, 5-1. Today, tonight, and tomorrow. From the Funky 50s. Wake up, little Susie. The Everly Brothers with a hit song from the Funky 50s.
W-A-K-Y.
It's now 8:58. 2 minutes before 9. A W-A-K-Y. Good morning.
It's the Funky 50s from W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
W-A-K-Y, the exclusive home of high school and college football computerized predictions. It's going to be another nice day. Maybe a little bit too warm for some of you. But you'd better enjoy it while we still have it, because it's got to come to an end before long. Well, there's the postman with another sack of fan mail. Long, cool woman in a black dress. The Hollies. Hollies, long, cool woman in a black dress. Get it on.
W-A-K-Y.
9:02, 2 minutes after 9 a.m. at W-A-K-Y.
Some things that will never change, change for the better.
It's the Funky 50s from hey, W-A-K-Y.
Hey, man, how many spots we got here, man? Let me read this thing here.
From the Kentuckiana Calendar, the BAUCA, whatever that is, club, is sponsoring a dance at Harris Recreational Center September 16th from 10 to 3.
Go ahead and try to blame me for it, Watson.
Well, if you saw my check marks in here, you'd understand why I'm pressing all those buttons.
I see, Mr. Watson.
But I'll take full responsibility.
Well, now, this is our final time to speak to one another.
Oh, good.
Do you have any curt, impolite comments you'd like to make, sir?
No.
Or will
no,
you
no,
attempt
no.
just this once this morning to conduct yourself as a gentleman?
Well, since I gave you the raspberries, I've had hundreds of phone calls condemning me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess maybe you've learned a lesson then, haven't you?
One lady wanted to deport me.
I see. Well, I'm sure that the lesson will not make a lasting impression on you, and think in order to do that, we'll have to run you through a typewriter, man. But I'll have to admit that I've had fun with you this morning, Bob. Let's go to work.
Thank you very much, Bill. Now, here's more wacky, funky 50s music.
It's the Funky 50s from WAKY, Louisville.
Barbara George with a hit song from the Funky 50s.
W-A-K-Y.
I know, it's 9:29, 29 minutes after 9 a.m. at WAKY.
Would you never?
Louisville, call the Paul Simon & Company at 426-1650, 426-1650. Johnny Randolph is going to be sitting in for Dude Walker again this morning. They can't find him. His wife called up here a couple hours ago and said they were passing through Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Stopped to let him go to the bathroom, and then she drove off without him. Alone again, naturally, here's what she said. Mrs. Walker, she calls up here and she says he stopped at the service station in Murfreesboro, just outside of Murfreesboro. Both of them exited the car to go to the bathroom and...
W-A-K-Y!
Without thinking, after coming out of the bathroom, she got back in the car and drove on off, and I guess maybe she had traveled about 50 or 55 miles before she realized the dude wasn't in the car with her. So she backtracked to the service station there, and the operator said dude took off across the field, said he was going to hedge off at the pass, and she's still looking for him. So Johnny Randolph's going to be on the air again.
Lord Almighty, the hunger, hunger, burning love. The hunger, hunger, burning love. The hunger, hunger, burning love. The hunger, hunger, burning love.
Elvis Presley.
W-A-K-Y.
9:37, 23 minutes before 10 at W-A-K-Y.
What's all the commotion about? Good for 200 extra top value stamps on any purchase. Now you too can join the ranks of shoppers who are getting more out of life by saving top value stamps and getting more for their shopping dollar at Arlen's.
23 minutes before the hour of 10, so Monday morning, 11th day of September. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Well, Brandy, you're a fine girl, a fine girl. What a fine wife you'd be.
W-A-K-Y.
That's 9:40, 20 minutes before 10 at W-A-K-Y, the only station with high school sports correspondence. Michael Jackson with the story of Ben. There we have it, Fox. There it is. That's what they call it.
W-A-K-Y.
Tribute to a rodent. It's 9:43, 17 before 10, a W-A-K. Well, that's right. It's what it's all about from the flick Ben. 17 before 10, a W-A-K-Y. 72 degrees now. High reading today, about 85 degrees. Starting all over again. Mel and Tim. Johnny Randolph, a Dude Walker again at 10 o'clock this morning. Mel and Tim, starting all over again. Hey, officer, the law just stopped in to pass along a couple of jokes.
W-A-K-Y.
It's 9:46, 14 minutes before 10, a W-A-K-Y. Good morning to you. Certainly hope you're feeling well. Let's see. Now, it's a Monday morning, the 11th day of September. Now, if you're feeling pretty good on a Monday morning, can you imagine how grand you're going to feel when Friday rolls around?
Hey, guys and gals.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wacky, taking you back to the funky 50s and enabling you to win a cream puff, pop daddy, cool down to driving 1959 Chrysler car. Go, Mr. Bassman, from the big 79's funky 50s.
Do-wacky, funky 50s.
Fred. This one is taking a little time catching on, but we're certainly getting requests for it now. Brad's Guitar Man. 13 before 10.
Who draws the crowd?
Guitar Man.